This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability fiscal for a claimant by the name of Jose Sandoval Jr. Date of birth, January the 2nd, 1968. Case ID number is 3945622. Date of exam, November the 10th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, notes from a case management dated 8/31/22. Identifying information. This is a 54-year-old separated male with five grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of major depressive disorder / anxiety, comma, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, bilateral hand pain, comma, erectile dysfunction, comma, and hyperlipidemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was on January the 3rd, 2022, where he worked at taking care of lawns for 13 years. He was also a provider for 9 years. During the time that he worked at taking care of lawns, he worked 5 to 6 hours per day, 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. As a provider, he worked 4 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house, and his wife is working. He is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, major depressive disorder / anxiety. Number two, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Number three, bilateral hand pain. Number four, erectile dysfunction. And number five, hyperlipidemia. History of allegations, number one, major depressive disorder / anxiety. The claimant states that in 2018, he developed a severe major depressive disorder and anxiety. The claimant states that he suffers from decreased energy, comma, decreased concentration and decreased ability to focus, comma, insomnia, comma, increased appetite, comma, depression, comma, crying spells, comma, anxiety, comma, and episodes of anger. The claimant occasionally has decreased appetite, but states that he switches off and on. He has had suicidal ideation, but has never attempted to commit suicide. The claimant states that he has been married for 23 years and is separated from his wife at this present time, secondary to his wife being unfaithful to him multiple times. He is presently on sertraline 200 milligrams QD and buspirone 10 milligrams TID. His condition appears to be stable at this time, and he appears to be coping well with his condition. Allegation number two, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2014, when he was trying to get a life insurance policy, he was told that he had very high levels of blood glucose. His symptoms include polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, but no weight loss. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, comma, laser treatments, comma, nephropathy, comma, or cardiovascular disease. He does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathy of his hands. He does not check his blood glucose at this time and does not know what his last blood glucose level was. He is presently on Anglisa on Onglyza, 5 milligrams QD, Glipizide, 10 milligrams BID, Pioglitazone, 45 milligrams QD, and Farxiga, 10 milligrams QD. His last hemoglobin A1C was 8.3, which is borderline high. His condition is being treated, but is not very well controlled. Allegation number 3, bilateral hand pain. The claimant states that since 2015, he has had bilateral hand pain, knee pain, and lumbar sacral back pain. He was diagnosed with osteoarthritis and degenerative disc disease. No x-rays have been performed, and he states that he has problems with his hands, stating that his fingers hurt him. He denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 15 minutes, climb two flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top. The claimant also states that objects have a tendency to fall out of his hand. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time, and he is presently taking Celebrex 200 milligrams POQD, which does give him relief. The claimant states that his daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking and doing the laundry. He states he does no other exercise. His physician is Dr. Champion, and he denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. He was diagnosed with osteoarthritis of the hands and knees, along with degenerative disc disease with lumbar sacral back strain. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 4, erectile dysfunction. The claimant states since 2018 he has had this problem and was told to take Viagra 100 milligrams prior to sex, which appears to help him with his condition. Allegation number 5, hyperlipidemia. The claimant states that in 2014, when he was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus, he was started on medications for his cholesterol. However, he denies having a cerebral vascular accident or a myocardial infarction. He does not know what his last level was, and he is presently not taking any medication at this time for hyperlipidemia. Family history. His father died at the age of 78 from cancer of the stomach. His mother is alive at this time. She's 75. She has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, fibromyalgia, and depression. Medication, Onglyza, 5 milligrams QD, Glipizide, 10 milligrams BID, Pioglitazone, 45 milligrams QD, Forixa, 10 milligrams QD, Sertraline, 100 milligrams, 2 tablets QD, Lisinopril, 5 milligrams QD, Buspirone, 10 milligrams TID, Celebrex, 200 milligrams QD, and Livalo, 1 milligram QHS. Medical problems, hypertension, erectile dysfunction, hyperlipidemia, lumbar sacral back pain with degenerative disc disease, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, depression / anxiety, osteoarthritis of the hands, knees, and back, major surgery, appendectomy in 1972. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant states he has used marijuana and cocaine. He denies the use of crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used marijuana was in 2018, and the last time he used cocaine was in 2000. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 168 pounds, height 5 feet, 4 and 3 fourths inches, BP 131 over 93 mmHg, heart rate 83 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 28. General. This is a 54-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-N-T, the last two sentences. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200. Binocular corrected is 20/30. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was somewhat taut, non-tender, but slightly distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. Could you please drop down to... muscular skeletal. The third paragraph, the claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. Could you please drop down to after neurologic exam, x-ray of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle moderate-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and moderate decrease in visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment. Secondary to some mild depressive anxiety disorder. Probable diagnoses. Number one, major depressive disorder / anxiety. Being treated at this time appears to be well controlled. Number two, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus. Being treated at this time, last hemoglobin A1C was 8.3, which is on the high side and probably needs to be closer to 6. Allegation number three, bilateral hand pain, normal physical exam at this time, maybe secondary to early osteoarthritis. Number four, erectile dysfunction, does not seem to be a problem at this time, appears to be resolving. Number five, hyperlipidemia, dash, not being treated at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Sandoval, Jr.